With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $2,300 off select kitchen packages from top brands like GE Profile. That means you can save on a new GE Profile smart quad door refrigerator that's full of convenient features like a dual dispense autofill pitcher and an ice dispenser with up to 12.5 pounds capacity. Bring convenience to your kitchen with smart, innovative appliances from GE Profile. Right now, save up to $2,300 on select kitchen packages with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Today's a big day. I'm so excited today. I decided to change out the tires on my truck and the rims and the lift, or the lack of lift. I know it's silly, but just had to have one of those big trucks. I'll show you a picture when I get it done, okay? It's going to be awesome. Not too awesome, but awesome. So billionaires, do you love them? Do you hate them? I guess it probably depends on which billionaire we're talking about, what their political beliefs are, because that's what they stop talking about politics. Just do business and just same with you actors. Stop that. Just go act, okay? But billionaires or actors, anybody who's had success in their life has done it in a certain way, and they've used habits. We'll talk about some of their habits today. Easy, easy, easy. You start doing it, you'll change everything about your life. I promise that. It may take some... No. It might not happen, like, by the end of the show. But, you know, it might, too. That's the cool thing about it. You know, success is instantaneous. It happens. Sometimes overnight success, it takes 20 years to get there. So some of you and you and you and you and you, you've been waiting a while, you get it today. The rest of you is going to be tomorrow or maybe the next day, but it's coming. I promise you that, okay? How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the Chief Motivating Officer here at MotivationToBoo.com. Welcome for the ride. 17 years, still doing the same thing, pretty much. I mean, the music's the same. Yeah, I love the music. It's great. Like, yeah, pump me up, yeah. One mission, one goal. Make life good. Yeah, my life and your life, because this makes me happy. I get to do this, get to work on my craft and have a good time motivating, inspiring people all over the world, tens of thousands right now. And you get to do the same thing because I'm encouraging you to go do that. I'm going to talk you out of doing it the old fashioned way. I'm going to give you shortcuts to get there because come here. Biggest shortcut in the world. Ready? Here it is. Ignore most everybody and everything. That's it. Just ignore it. Figure out what you have to learn. Go do it. Boom. Done. Just ignore everything else. I'm serious. Ignore 80. It's the 80-20 rule. If you ignore 80% and focus on the 20, you're going to get what you want. So like today, what we'll talk about today is consider this, these billionaire habits that you can steal or borrow. I stole them. You get to borrow from me. How's that? Do those. And if you just did what I'm going to talk about today, your life will change. Forget the other stuff. Okay. Commercial-free version of this show. Would you like it? Commercials are censored. We have to pay for the show somehow. It's a big show. It costs a lot of money to pay for the show, and I get it. I'm adjusting commercials for those of you who are going to do the commercial version of the show. Those of you who are premium know it's much better without the commercials. But it's been closed for a while. It opens again soon. I'll let you know when it does. No commercials. Yay. So billionaire habits you could steal. What are they? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So whatever you get in life, it's going to be the result of kind of like one thing. Your habits. In other words, what you get out of bed and do. If you get out of bed and go to the gym every single day, you're going to be one of those people who's in good shape and has time to go to the gym. If you're going to watch what you eat every single day, you're going to be one of those people who has the discipline to eat a salad every day. I know. Listen, hey, listen, I can mock him because I say the same thing. I'm like, my wife is one of those people. She is. I fight a little harder, but still I have the habit. I have lots of different habits. And I will tell you this, that one of the easiest things you can ever do, we talked about James Clear and the Atomic Habits. And people in the Facebook group are always saying, well, I don't want to jump into Scott's group and talk about James. No, please do. He's got a good book called Atomic Habits, okay? I mean, I think he listened to my show and wrote it, but that's just how things are. But when you have great habits and you execute them daily, you'll get what you want. So what is a habit? Well, according to the dictionary, it is a settled or regular tendency or practice. It's also especially one that is hard to give up. So habits are difficult. I've been joking about this in the Facebook group right now. I started flossing my teeth because I always get the lecture that I talk about, right? I started flossing my teeth. I get the lecture from the dental hygienist. And you know, when you get your mouth open, she has a thing that's buzzing inside your mouth, and that's no time to get a lecture, but I get it. So I said, I'm going to floss my teeth. I've been doing it, well, 5 days a week. I started at 7. I altered it down to 5. My gums thanked me for it. But I did it essentially by just deciding it was going to happen every single day. Began to build that good habit, right? So according to the dictionary again, a habit is a settled or regular tendency or practice. It's also one that is maybe hard to give up. Good habits are bad. They're hard to get and hard to give up. If that's the case, we may as well choose some good habits. So in the survey, there were 233 self-made millionaires and billionaires. Here's what the lower income earners didn't do. You ready for it? Consistently, 7 days a week, most people earn a lot of money, get up early, read a lot, and spend 15 to 20 minutes each day on focused thinking. Let's break that down. You get up early. I get up about 6:45. That's early for me. It's my rhythm. I also go to bed fairly early as well. So I need some more sleep. But that's my rhythm. Always has been. I just do it. I get up fairly early. Read a lot. I read a lot. Having trouble breaking more than 2.5 a week, though. Just can't get there. 2.5 books. 2's easier for me. Read a lot. The more you read, the happier you are, the more money you make. Why? You know, your education level goes up. Your worldview goes up. You see things differently. Most people who you see spouting off in the news and TV shows and things like that, they're a little bit ignorant, and they are because they haven't read enough. They don't know the real world. They haven't traveled enough. They haven't seen how it really works out there. And you can travel just in a book if you want to. And finally, 15 to 30 minutes each day. 15 to 30 minutes. It's likely going to start at 5 or 10 minutes of focused thinking. Thinking about what, Scott? What do I think about during that time? I don't care. You mean meditation? Not necessarily. It's kind of the opposite, isn't it? But say you're trying to build a career. Or say you're trying to build a good habit. Or say you're trying to do what you love and create your dream. What if you spent 10 minutes a day actually thinking about that? How would you do it? How would you make it happen? What could you do today to get closer? If you spend 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes on that, you will get closer that day. Probably automatically. Good habits done daily create success. Billionaires and millionaires make exercise a priority. My guess is you've had a boss in your life who was in great shape. Probably had a few middle managers who were not. But the guy at the top or the girl at the top probably got to the gym and got there well before you do it. They had all the 6 a.m. personal training slots filled. Try to get 6 a.m. at a gym from a good trainer. Impossible. Make exercise a priority. Spend time with people that inspire them. That's what people do, that make money and enjoy their life. Pursue your own goals. Yes, it's okay to pursue the goals of the family, the goals of the office, the goals of the friends, the goals of the neighborhood, the goals of the HOA, all that stuff. Pursue your own goals. Nobody's watching. Nobody's paying attention to you. They don't care. Just do your own thing. But get everything else done too, right? Settled habits create success. So do that every single day. Exercise. Spend time with people that inspire you. Pursue your own goals. Get enough sleep. Have multiple income streams and avoid time wasters. Oh, those are 3 big ones. Most Americans sleep about 6 hours a night. That would not be me. I'm 8.5 to 9 every single night. Love it that way. If I don't, I'm not happy. Never have been. Come on, Scott. Tough it up. No. Doesn't work. Multiple streams of income. One is scary. Get multiple streams. Passive if you can. Residual is good too. And avoid time wasters. I don't have time for time wasters. And it's interesting. I uh, I've almost gotten adversarial with time wasters. If you think like I think, you're probably the same way. Now, usually I just avoid them. Usually I just don't even notice them. Usually I just do my own thing. But every now and then somebody traps me and I find myself locked in a room. My time of being wasted. And you can tell because I start squirming. Yeah, you can tell. And I'll squirm long enough and eventually I'll say something and I'll bring it into that crazy waste of time. It's just not worth it. Life is way too short to waste it with time wasters. If you are not getting your desired results, there's a high likelihood that you're not living up to your habits. There's a real high likelihood of that. And you need to do that. And if you think about, listen back to the show today, I know it was a little bit, a little bit haphazard, maybe. If you think about it, just a couple changes can change everything. If you're not getting your desired results, there's a very high likelihood that you are not living up to your habits, the ones you know you should be doing. If you have bad habits, it's time to establish new habits. Until you do, little will change. When you do, everything will change. It's that simple. So pick one or two. Get started today, whichever one you would. Floss your teeth. I think that's a good one. Just start there because it's funny. They're like kind of like rabbits. They begin to multiply. You get a good habit in place. It works. You know, bad habits are kind of cool too. When you deny a bad habit, just break that trigger and just stop doing it. You deny it. Eventually, it feels good to deny. It feels even better when you deny the bad habit around people who want to do the bad habit and you don't want to. It's a great, satisfying experience. So take the advice of these folks who know what they're doing and do what they're doing. Okay. Are you missing your future? Is it possible you're blowing through your day today and missing your future? It is possible. Very likely. Seems like a theme going on this week, huh? Kind of happens sometimes, but take you back in time about 15 years tomorrow to something that kind of rocked my world in a very big way. And yet, there was a very nice little rainbow on it, too. See it Facebook, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, and right back here tomorrow as we wrap up the week on the Daily Boost.